The Braves scored 12 runs last night for whatever reason.
They scored a month worth of runs.
I don't know why they do this.
Score a month worth of runs.
It's just like they try to do the funniest possible thing, I suppose, and having 0 runs on 2 hits the night before and then following it up with 12 runs and literally doubling their home run total for the month of September.
Right.
Last night, they had 3 home runs in the first 9 days of September. They had 3 home runs last night. It's like, all right, cool. So I guess that's just what we're going to do. Probably chalk them up for 1 or 2 tonight, I would guess. You scored 12 last night. You're probably going to score, I mean, what do they got?
Irvin, the player against Irvin, he's 9-12 with a 4.28 ERA.
That doesn't matter. Those are irrelevant.
No, that's why I say, probably 1.
Probably
1. Probably 1.
If the guy had a 2.5 ERA, they might score 9.
They'll get 1 tonight.
Yeah, but the Mets lost, so they're back in a tie for the third spot in the wild card. The interesting thing to sort of monitor is the other teams that are ahead of them in the wild card as well, because obviously the Mets and the Braves have that 3-game series at the end of the year that's going to go a long way to deciding who gets in. They're only 2 games behind the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks haven't been playing great. They're only 2.5 games behind the Padres, and the Padres haven't been playing particularly great either.
No.
So, and those teams also have really difficult schedules the remainder of the way. So, and the Mets play the Phillies 7 of the next 10 games.
Crazy.
So, now the Braves do have to play the Dodgers next week, and that's not easy. At least it's going to be here. But, it's going to be a sprint, man. It's going to be a sprint to the finish.
They all count.
But it's just, it's no surprise that this is where this team is, given everything that they've dealt with.
And they went through something last night.
And they went through something again last night, right? Like, you're not going to be able to get through a series without someone getting injured, clearly. It was Whit Merrifield, got hit in the back of the head last week, was okay, came back, and then broke his foot.
Yep.
And he was the replacement for the other guy who got hurt a couple of months before that. Ronaldo Lopez has to leave the game last night with shoulder soreness. Don't know the extent of it yet. Hopefully it's not too bad. He's already been hurt this year. He's a guy who's pitched more innings this season than he's pitched in over 6 seasons. So arm fatigue and or injuries aren't super surprising.
Right.
Certainly suck to have happen this time of year with one of your 2 best pitchers that's been in your staff. But just another one, man. I mean, the hits just keep coming every single week for the Braves. Last night was another one.
Yeah, Andy, I didn't know what happened because I saw him hit the batter. All right. And then because he hit the guy in the hand, and I went and did something. And I came back and Jesse was in. And I'm like, hold on. Is he like emotionally distraught about hitting somebody? That's the first thing that came to my mind. I didn't see when he went out and everything like that. And then you look it online trying to see what happened. Then you get to one of the Braves media guys and it says arm soreness. I'm like, damn, after one inning?
Yeah.
So that means he might have been sore coming into the game.
Could have been.
And that's something he's already missed time, and it's something that we talked about about him, specifically talking about, all these innings pitched and everything like that, but he's been outstanding. And so to lose another starting pitcher, and he said to himself he's day-to-day, so whatever that means, usually when the pitcher says they're day-to-day, that means they're going to miss 2 damn starts. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. But, they're right there in it. All these games count. We know that. But, they are right there. And like you said, outside the Mets, outside of the Dodgers, which they can still be the Dodgers, but they got to get these games. They got to get this damn series. And I'm not talking about a series win. I'm talking about all the games won.
Yeah, it'd be nice when you're playing teams that are as mediocre as the Nationals are, to be able to get every game in the series. Now, winning the series obviously is good too, but yeah, man. I mean, it's been a tough year. Not the year that anyone expected. There's obviously reasons for that, given all the injuries that they've sustained and all that kind of stuff. It'd be pretty cool if they could sneak into the playoffs, and then with the pitching staff that they have, who knows?
Right.
But also, if they don't, I'm not going to be surprised by that either.
No.
Just given where they are and the way the season has gone, and I don't know. There's how many games left? 15 games left. They're good for 16? A couple more. Hopefully, no more devastating injuries coming in those final 15 games.
Yeah,
that's been.
But it's always fun to have runs. It's always we were talking in the before we came on air about that last home run Michael Harris hit. Dude, he crushed that damn ball. It was, what it looked
that
like?
That was a beer league softball pitch.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And a beer league softball swing.
Well, you sit there and you're like, okay, 1, time it out, and then kapow!
Yeah, man. I know they changed the rule where you have to be down 10 or something like that before you could put a position player in to pitch.
Right.
Still seems like maybe you shouldn't be able
How
to do
it. How about you let it go?
Just end the game.
Yes.
Like, do like they did with the Georgia-Tennessee Tech game on Saturday. Just whatever. Like, it's one out per inning now or something like that. Like a running clock. Whatever the baseball version of a running clock is. Just get the thing over with. Nobody needs to see this stuff. Nobody. I mean, we know Michael Harris can hit. I'm glad he got to get an extra home run and add it to his numbers this year because obviously he's been hurt and missed a lot of time. What did that get him to last night? 11. All right, so maybe he can get to 15 with all the time that he's missed. Maybe he gets hot the final couple weeks of the season.